The unintended consequences of fiscal responsibility. I've noticed something recently, and it's finance wrecking projects. Now, don't get me wrong, finance teams are just doing their jobs, safeguarding budgets, managing risk, and all that good stuff. But occasionally, their well-intentioned actions can inadvertently turn projects into grey mush. This is because there's been a big push lately towards goal-based deliverables, essentially fixed-price projects under a fancy new name. On the surface, this sounds sensible, clear expectations, predictable costs. But what often gets bundled into these contracts, thanks to diligent finance and legal teams, are penalty clauses, those little contractual bombs that promise severe consequences if deliverables aren't met. The idea makes sense in theory. If a vendor doesn't meet expectations, they face penalties. But in practice, it's often a nightmare. Vendors, already feeling stressed from fixed price constraints, become understandably cautious, even penny-pinching. Every extra detail, every moment of generosity, or even a minor freebie given to clients becomes a direct hit to their bottom line. Add in severe penalty clauses, sometimes unbelievably, with unlimited financial exposure, and vendors start playing defense. The outcome? Projects shift from being innovative and collaborative efforts to a game of minimum viable product. Every potential corner is cut. Flair and creativity vanish, and teams deliver just enough to fulfill the contractual obligations, nothing more. The joy, enthusiasm, and innovative spark that can differentiate groundbreaking projects from merely adequate ones are often lost. From a client's perspective, this cautious approach is problematic. Companies typically outsource projects precisely because they lack the internal expertise or resources, so it makes sense to leverage the specialist skills of vendors. By introducing overly harsh and rigid contractual conditions, clients unintentionally stifle the very expertise they're paying for. Opportunities to create truly differentiated standout products vanish. And here's the irony. Being overly cautious and protective financially might safeguard budgets, but it can also rob clients of the chance to genuinely innovate or take the lead in their market. Instead of getting a product that could have been the best in class, they settle for something safe, predictable, and frankly dull, often making the project a waste of money, as you could have just stuck with what you had. Fiscal responsibility is essential, but perhaps balance caution with courage. And encourage your vendors enough freedom to deliver excellence, not just adequacy.